Okay, I, the emotion on the floor is the one, the long form. That
long
was what
form.
We agreed to earlier in this meeting.
And I want to amend that to strike out NFC, where the NFC is given a power to approve transfer of funds between stations in emergency situations. That seems to me to be way too much power for a committee, and I think the PMB needs to handle that sort of thing when it comes up. So that's, if I move that motion, I heard a second there somewhere.
Second.
Okay, all right. That's been moved and seconded. Is any opposition to George's motion, amendment to strike the NFC from the long-form document?
Yes, without discussion, I object.
Okay. So let's say we have 5 minutes of discussion on that particular point, this amendment. And we'll take a separate stack for that. Who would like to speak to that?
Sherry on this stack.
I could speak very briefly.
Okay. So first Sherry and then Jamie.
Right. I think that I assume that that was put in there because of the cumbersome manner that this board reaches decision making on. And if it isn't, if that's not what the underlying impetus was, and I'd like Arlene to explain it, the Finance Committee, in my opinion, has been the hardest working committee on the board for the last two sessions. During and leading up to the budget process itself, approval of the budget to the fiscal year, meet every week and sometimes more often than that. And I am assuming, Arlene, and correct me if I'm wrong, that you directed the approval in this manner to short-circuit the process of the Finance Committee and then to the full board and then to the next board meeting, et cetera, to be able to deal with financial matters in a more expeditious way.
That was it. And to be perfectly honest, I prefer to have board approval, particularly if it's something major. But on the other side of the coin, to be able to go to the committee rather than just making an emergency decision by staff, I think is preferable.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, Jamie.
Yeah, it's kind of, I guess the timing thing is complex, but basically I do agree with the point that Leslie and George made that the NFC doesn't really allocate funds. So I certainly, I could see in the future if there were situations somebody would come to the NFC and say, is this okay? And we would say yes, and we would say recommend to the board, you should say yes. Also, it may turn out to be the case, we don't... as it stands now, the board, neither the board nor the Finance Committee authorizes a variety of expenditures that happen on an emergency basis. So, we may, get to it after the fact. So I would basically agree with George's motion just because it does point out that it's the PMB that is responsible for making spending decisions, not National Finance Committee. So I could certainly see a process to bring it to the committee.
I don't have a problem with that change at all.
Okay, so why don't we go to a vote on George's amendment to strike the NFC. George, do you want to state it again?
Well, it's that simple. If you just take out where it says approval of the NFC and or the PNB, just take out the NFC and or, and it's the PNB, and then the next sentence, or specific, it says NFC or PNB action, just take out NFC or, and become specific PNB action. So it's a straightforward cancellation of words in the document.
Okay, very good. Richard, why don't we go to a roll call vote on this amendment to strike NFC and or from the...
Are there any objections?
Yes.
I think, yes, there are objections. That's why I wish you to take a roll call vote.
Tell these people singing over here to shut up.
I'm sorry, okay. I missed what the motion is.
It's to strike approval by the NFC and or the PNB. So George wants to strike NFC and or.
No, he doesn't want to strike it. Oh, yeah, NFC, right. Yeah,
okay.
I'm sorry.
So Richard,
so it would just be PNB, you mean? Okay.
Yes.
Is a roll call vote necessary since the concern was lack of discussion?
It is necessary. It's a significant amendment. Please, Richard, take a roll call vote.
Okay, Nia Bediako.
Yes.
Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Jamie Ross?
Yes.
Jim Brown?
Yes.
A.C. Bird?
Yes.
King?
Yes.
Okay. Billy Ray Edwards?
Yes.
David Beaton?
Yes.
Pio Ngaza?
Yes.
Barry Gindelman?
Abstain.
Bonnie Simmons?
We're a policy board, not a management board. I'm abstaining.
What? Okay.
Abstain.
Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Joe Gonzalez?
Yes.
Sean O'Brien?
Yes.
Leslie Radford?
Yes.
Rico Ross?
Yes.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Sandra Rowland?
Yes.
Wendy Strell?
I don't know. I abstain.
Susan Young?
Yes.
Okay, Nia, you want to change yours?
After what Bonnie said, I'm voting no.
No, okay.
Could you abstain on me, Andrea?
Okay.
Hey, Richard.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to pile onto the change wagon with a yes.
Okay.
For Wendy.
Got you, Wendy. Anybody have any spare change?
Yeah, glad we roll called that one, guys.
16-1-3, I believe.
That's correct, from by my count. Okay. Now, we do have one more person on the stack that I have noted on the first stack, and that's Ifia. Ifia, you can now speak to the main motion.
Yeah, Madam Chair, just where are we in time-wise? The time ran out during the vote, and I want to know what
should
I do here.
So since I just recognized Ifia, let's have Ifia weigh in on the main motion, and then we'll have to ask for an extension of time.
First of all, I want to express my appreciation and for the effort of Arlene, Laverne, and Ricardo and the thought that went into putting together this proposal and the responses to the feedback that their response to the feedback that we've given them since the proposal was initially introduced. I think that is speaks well of the process and of the underlying goals and the spirit of the proposal. I want to associate myself with the various points of support that have been made, ranging from our individual fiduciary liability to the fact that the proposal supports the reporting requirements that are not only necessary legally, but necessary in terms of being able to make sound decisions. In addition, I would remind us of our responsibilities as required by the FCC, both in being in control of our license and our being financially sound institution and having those licenses. And even more importantly, I think, to recognize that the proposal speaks to the fact that we are a network and not a collection of frog stations, and that by passing the proposal, we begin to move towards the institutionalization of that fact as well as laying the groundwork for having a healthy institution so as to avoid the precedent that we've just managed to avoid. So I clearly will be voting for this proposal and urge others to do the same.
Thank you.
I have a point of information, Grace. This is me. I have a point of information since you left me off the stack.
I'd like to explain to everybody that people who have not spoken have the right to speak a first time before people who have already spoken to a main motion are allowed to speak a second time. So the business at hand at the moment is that we need to have a motion to extend time if we wish to continue to discuss this issue.
Motion to
you have a point of information?
Go ahead. Let's have the point of information first.
I'd like to know from Arlene what constitutes an emergency.
Okay. The first thing is we need to extend time if we want to discuss this. But I'll
motion to extend by 15 minutes.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
I'd like to call the question.
Is there any objection to extending time on this item for 15 minutes?
Yes.
Okay. Richard, can you please take a roll call vote on extending time for 15 minutes?
Madam Chair, if there's no other objections, I will withdraw my objection.
Okay. So is there anyone objects to extending time for 15 minutes to discuss this issue further? Hearing no further objections, we will extend time for 15 minutes. And can you reiterate your point of information, Nia?
Yeah, well, I wanted to find out from Arlene what constitutes an exception. I had a couple of other questions. So should I just ask them all at once?
You should.
Arlene?
This is discussion of the issue, and it should actually
what issue?
be put on the stack when we get to you, Nia. So,
what issue are you talking about? Okay, maybe I'm not clear about what you're saying. What are you saying that I can ask about?
Okay.
Okay.
I would prefer that we offer everyone else who has not spoken to this motion the chance to speak a first time before taking questions and/or discussions. So now, is there anyone else on this board who hasn't spoken a first time who would like to speak or ask questions? Okay. Jay or Sandra or who else hasn't spoken?
I'm sure they heard
Billy
you, Grace.
Ray. Yes.
We should go. Yeah. Oh, great. Hello?
Speak or ask a question.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm just asking if there's anybody on this board who would like to discuss this proposal before I go to the couple of people who are on the second stack.
Grace, I would like to wait.
Okay, Sandra, can you? Are you on speakerphone? I can't. Go ahead. I recognize you, Sandra. Go ahead.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes.
At our last meeting, I strongly supported the short version. After having done some email communications with various folks, I'm glad that we went ahead and postponed until tonight so that people could ask questions and also so that Arlene and LaVarne and Ricardo could make a more thorough document motion proposal. And I think it's time for this board to step up and approve it because it's, in my mind, very common sense, and it will be a step in the right direction. So I would strongly urge everyone to support this. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else on the board who would like to speak to this proposal?
Yes, Grace, this is Dave.
Okay, Dave, go ahead.
Billy Ray.
And Billy Ray. Go ahead, Dave.
And Kathy.
Yes,
that's Kathy on the stack.
Okay.
Did you get me, Grace?
Yeah, I got you.
Kathy B. on the second stack.
Okay, Dave Beaton goes first.
All right. I'd like to, I support this motion. I'd like to say that Afia did a very eloquent job of laying it out. it's time for us to move to a more professional level in terms of our finances, and I think this is the right direction to go. So I hope others will support this motion. Thank you.
Okay, and there was one other Kathy is on the second stack. There was one other person who hasn't spoken before.
Jim.
Andrea.
And
Jim. You. Okay, so Andrea and then Jim. Go ahead, Andrea.
To ask Arlene, would she accept timeline?
Okay, did you hear that, Arlene?
I understand it. I'm sorry.
I think that Andrea was asking if there's a timeline.
Would you like to test this out for 6 months and change, if necessary?
I would assume that if it wasn't working well, that would always be an option. I can't see any reason why it wouldn't work well, and my goal would be to have this in place by the end of March.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. The next person is Jim.
Yes. This proposal will demand that local stations be more professional, and it would tighten up the way in which they actually account for and spend our money. But I also am concerned that the way this is rolled out, that it may affect our listeners, that they don't understand clearly what we're doing at the local level.
Okay, thank you, Jim.
Now I'm going back when the new one starts.
Okay, anyone else? Is there anyone else who has not spoken who would like to speak? Going once, going twice. Okay, now we're to the second stack.
Could you please read the second stack, Grace?
Yes, I will. It's Bonnie, Nia, Kathy, and Sean. Bonnie?
Yeah.
You don't have Billy Ray?
Okay, you know, Billy Ray, you didn't speak your first time, so I'll recognize you right now.
Yeah, I just want to say that, you know, the word network has been flaunted and thrown around in Pacifica for years and years and years, but it's been a facade. This is the first time since 1987, since that rule changed concerning programming and you know, and responsibility, that Pacifica has taken a responsibility to put itself in order. This motion that's on right now is, like I said, the first step toward a true network. But there is other issues that will come along later that along the same level of thought behind this particular motion put forth by Arlene. And I just want to say is that I appreciate the fact that I think this is it. This is going to make or break Pacifica, this motion right here. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Billy Ray. Okay.
Rico on the...
Okay, Rico, you're next then. You haven't spoken before.
I just wanted to say that I too feel that it's sometimes out of bad things come good things, and out of this incident, it has shown that we are addressing it, and I think that's a good thing. I also spoke with Arlene, and she said this is where we the starting point. If it needs to be fine tuned, that'll be evident later on, and we can fine tune it. So you know, nothing's set in complete stone yet. We are working toward a more perfect system, and that's good as opposed to being inactive and just allowing the status quo to happen when we know it was broken.
Thank you. Okay, second stack, Bonnie.
Yeah, I do want to thank Arlene and everyone else that worked on this. I do think that a new system is necessary. However, now that we've switched to debating the long form of this, I have a really genuine concern because the PNB is indeed a governance and policy board, not a day-to-day management board. And I am really worried about the language about the PNB approving any things that are outside of the budget, which may have been set, you know, a year before an instance comes up. I think it's unwieldy at best and probably something much worse than that. I do have a few specific questions, though, and maybe, Arlene, you can answer.
Yeah, and can I speak to that point that you just made?
Certainly.
I think that it would be perfectly in order for the PNB to say, we hired you to make decisions up to this level or, you know, some other constraints on that, and that's fine. But if there are going to be major shifts, that becomes, I think, close to policy.
Yeah, I guess I wish that it were worded that way because I agree with you, and I think that is probably a more streamlined way to look at it. If I could just ask you a couple of details
sure.
on this to clarify things for me.
Sure.
Doesn't this system, what happens to the interest that would be raised on stations' funds that stations have been...
would go into the account that the fund was in. So it would be in the station management account unless there was, you know... Unless
right.
the operating account was in some way an interest-bearing account, most of them probably are not. If it was a restricted account, it would go into that restricted account, but could certainly be transferred out of it. It would depend on how the original document was structured in that case. But it would, in any event, it would go into the station's account.
And when we, if we go through with this, don't we have to go to everyone who has signed up on an electronic funds transfer and get their approval to switch it to a different account? Isn't that kind of complicated? It just seems to me that's the way EFTs are set up. I'm not sure if there's some wholesale way to do that.
All right. I think...
I'm not sure
Arlene,
about the answer
like
to that. One thing that pops into my mind is that if stations are, maybe every station is using EFTs, I'm not sure, but if they are, it may be that we can convert the current operating account into this operating account. It's just a matter
right.
of...
It, maybe there is. I honestly don't know. I just, it was something that occurred to me
it's
that
a good point.
Might be really problematic. I'm a little concerned about things like special projects. Using an example from the past, when KPFA decided to bear the cost and the work of taking on the National Democratic and Republican Convention coverage, these are things that are not budgeted. And ironically, the things that are sometimes not budgeted are things that you have to move on very quickly. So I just hope there will be some sort of system so that we have encouragement and incentive to be coming up with, you know, worthwhile projects and putting them in place.
I would definitely be supporting that. And the way I see that would work is that, number one, the general manager of the station has the, you know, flexibility to work with the contingency funds that are there. And, you know, something like that, I can't imagine ever, so long as there were funds available, I can't ever imagine somebody saying, you know, this was not okay. And so consequently, then those contingency funds would be replaced.
So
thank you. Okay, the next person on the stack is Nia. Nia?
Yes. I thought I heard Bonnie still trying to speak.
That's all right, Nia, because I think you're going to ask the question that you already tried to put forward. And that was
okay.
My last.
Okay. That's really funny because you have some of what I wanted to ask, so that's good. I just want to make a few statements, and then I have a question. I know earlier a thought director said that the committees that were responsible for the management letter didn't do anything. I just want to correct that, but that's not the way it works. Management is responsible, just the way Arlene has responsibly taken charge of this, to execute what the external auditor recommends in the management letter. Pacifica's dilemma is, which I've said it all along, is that there is no internal auditor. It is the function of the internal auditor to ensure that whatever recommendations the external auditor makes, that we abide by them. So I just want to correct that so people understand how that works. The other question is, Arlene, could you direct me, please, to where it addresses what the mistake that happened with the 375 and the letter? Where in your proposal does that get addressed? How is that going to prevent that in the future?
That would be addressed because knew that money came in, but we never saw the bank account confirming that it was deposited. And we would be monitoring those bank accounts, so consequently, we'd be monitoring the fact that it went into the account. Similarly with something like the Leonard situation, we know that it went in the first year and was put into the restricted account. The second year, we'd be monitoring that to see that fund appeared, and if it didn't, we'd be asking why.
Okay. Are you done, Arlene?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, see, in the Policies and Procedures Manual, I mean, Lavarne is aware of that because she and I co-chaired a meeting when we were deciding to approve this. And it says it in the bank reconciliation section of the Policies and Procedures Manual. And I'll read it. What it says is, the chief financial officer shall be a signatory on all station and unit bank accounts and shall have the ability to review bank statements to verify general ledger entries made at the station level. And so we already have that in place. As I said earlier, it's a matter of us not executing the Policies and Procedures Manual. And I think it's only fair to Arlene to wait for this management letter, hear what the auditor has to say, and then have her be responsible for that going forward, but to take our time and do it properly. To do it for 6 months, then we have to come back and then patch it again. It's all this patching and unstitching and patching and unstitching. First of all, it seems unorganized, and it needs to be more seamless than that. We can have something that's comprehensive, and Arlene seems quite capable of doing that. Thanks.
I do have a statement from Tony Pohl. We did ask him to take a look at what we were proposing, and I answered a couple of questions that he had posed. If you would like, I can forward that to everyone.
Yes, could you please? That would be good.
Okay.
The next person on the stack, we have two more people on the stack, Kathy and Sean, and then I'm sure we will be out of time by the time they're done speaking. Go ahead, Kathy.
Thank you. I have two questions. One dovetails on what Nia just said. There actually was an incident where a check was given at WBAI, and it was similar, except that eventually the check was handed in. But nobody would have known if the person receives a donation or a check, and if there's no internal procedures, the same thing could conceivably happen again. It just happened that this one incident was a big thing, and it was well known, but it could easily happen and not be well known. And I still think that there needs to be some internal controls for that. And my second thought is that you're talking about transferring a workload from six entities into the national office, and I'm wondering if you've given any consideration to what that will do to the budget of the national office to have enough staff to sustain all the extra work.
Yes, I have, and I've talked to LeVarne about it, too, and I think that we have adequate staff to cover that. Basically, it'll be a matter of reconciling bank accounts instead of trying to chase down information. And the amount of time that this office spends at this point chasing down information, and in many cases not getting it, is appalling. We have, you know, we have two positions other than the CFO all working on finance, and I really think that is adequate to handle this system.
Okay. The last person that's back is Sean.
I'm sorry, if I may.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Follow up.
This is Leslie, and I thought I was on the stack too. Gosh.
Okay. In which case, all right. Let's finish up with Kathy first. Kathy, are you? Do you have another follow up question?
Well, the first question I had asked was about the. I read the letter. The recommendation that was given to us about internal controls. And at no point did the letter suggest that control would be taken from the stations, but that the stations would be held accountable. So my question is, in this particular incident, it was a big check and there was knowledge of it. But what happens when it's whether it's big or a small check, but there's no knowledge of it, what are the internal controls that would be there?
Obviously, the policy is that every check that comes in is is recorded and deposited. If somebody's going to, you know, deliberately go after hiding something, or maybe for that matter not deliberately, and nobody knows about it, I don't think there's any system that can totally prevent every single thing from happening.
Thank you.
The most important thing would be working with the, you know, getting some coordination, better coordination between the station business managers and this business office so that there'd be less chance of that happening. But
then we don't need this then.
I can't imagine. Okay. Next person is, we have Sean and Leslie on the stack. Let's just take them, and I'm sure we're out of time, but if it's okay, if there's no objection, we'll allow Sean and Leslie to speak, and then we'll go to the vote on this resolution. Sean?
Yeah, Madam Chair, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Very good. I'm going to vote for this, but I'm voting for this because this is just a starting point. As I mentioned earlier, there are a number of material weaknesses or deficiencies that aren't covered in this motion, so we're going to have a lot of well-thought-out follow-up work. And so I am voting for it, and I encourage all members to vote for it, knowing that we're going to be looking at this policy. We have to deal with you know, a lack of uniform accounting policies, weak controls on purchasing, and a number of other things. But I encourage you to vote for it as a starting point. Thank you.
Okay. Next is Leslie, and then we'll go to a vote.
Yeah, and I want to take a moment here to thank Arlene and the rest of the crew that put this together and answered a lot of these questions. I'm feeling a little more comfortable with it, but I still think there are
could
here.
The person turn off their blender or go on mute?
Yes, please.
Thank you. I still see serious problems here that... Pardon me?
I'm saying it's so insensitive. Okay, go ahead, Leslie.
Okay. Again, I wanted to thank everybody for putting this together and clearing up some of my concerns about it. I still think this could be, all of this could be addressed
as Nia brought up, with an internal auditor and adhering to the policies we have had in place. Up until last year, we didn't have an audit report like this that I know of, and it seems to me that the policies prevented a bad audit report and left us in fairly good accounting shape. I'm also concerned here about expanding the national staff, because the business managers would then basically have the national staff, and I believe that would leave the national office with the largest staff of any of our units if they added four people to the national staff at this point, paid staff, that is. So I'm a little concerned about that still, and I do have reservations about whether or not this would really cure the problems that we've seen. I don't see it curing the problem with Dr. Leonard's endowment, and I don't see it curing the problem with that we've seen at WBAI with lost post office boxes. And I still have reservations about whether this would have indeed gotten a check deposited, given that, as it currently stands, both the national office and the station have access to these records, and it still wasn't caught. And I don't see where this changes that particularly. So those
national
are my concerns.
We have access to those records.
We have authorized the national office to have access to all of the accounts at all of the stations. And that was done a couple of years ago and reinforced this past year when we made sure we had signing privileges for the ED on all of the station accounts. So I don't know why that didn't happen. But again, I do want to thank everybody for addressing this issue and bringing it to the forefront. And I think we do need a policy. I'm just not sure this is it.
Okay. Thank you, Leslie. That exhausts our staff. We need to go to a vote on this proposal. Richard, can you please take a roll call vote?
Okay.
Point of information?
Yes, Bonnie?
Where does the language start and stop if we're now using part of the fiscal accountability document?
Arlene, would you like
to? How it would work.
I believe it starts with how would the system work?
Exactly.
And it goes to the end of the second set of bullet points.
Okay.
So it stops at the station will have to account for these contingency funds
right.
Before they are replenished?
Right.
Okay. Richard, it's over to you.
Okay. Jim Brown?
Pass.
AC Bird? Zed King?
No.
Billy Ray Edwards?
Yes.
David Beaton?
Yes.
Thea Wangaza?
Yes.
Sherry Kendallman?
Yes.
Bonnie Simmons?
Yes.
Andrea Turner? Andrea?
Pass.
Sorry.
Joe Mazzella?
Yes.
Sean O'Brien?
Yes.
Leslie Radford?
No, with some reluctance.
Rico Ross? Rico?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. That Rico's yes, I'm sorry. George Ryder?
Yes.
Sandra Rollin?
Yes.
Wendy Shrell?
Yes.
Susan Young?
Yes.
Nia Bediako?
External auditor doesn't think we're ready. No.
Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
Kathy Davis? Jamie Ross?
Yes.
Jim Brown?
No.
Sherry Gendelman? Jerry Gendelman? Jerry? Hello, Jerry? Jerry, it's your turn. Bonnie Simmons? Bonnie Simmons?
I'm in a quandary.
I'll keep waiting for you.
I'm going to vote no. I'm just concerned about the language.
Andrea Turner?
No.
Sherry Gentleman? Yes.
I'm sorry, can you hear me?
Six. Is that Sherry?
Yeah,
what did you want to
vote? I'm going to abstain.
Okay.
Oh, sorry about that.
No problem.
You know, Richard, it's Bonnie. I would rather actually abstain than vote no.
Uh-oh. Okie dokie. I believe it was still 12.
Okay.
12-4. And 5 against and 3 abstain. 12-5-3.
Okay, very good. This proposal passes. Okay, it is now 7:16 p.m. Obviously, we have budgets to approve. I will take suggestions from this body as to whether we want to move to closed session. We have some matters to go over in closed session, but we do also have budgets to approve. We will need to have a continuation meeting. This is a request from the National Finance Committee because there are a couple of budgets that are yet to be reviewed by the National Finance Committee. And I'd like to take a moment or two now to suggest that we decide on a date to continue this meeting.
Grace, this is Jamie.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I don't have a suggestion, but just to clarify, I mean, I probably would be more efficient to do all the budgets at once, just so people understand we have two budgets for the board to deal with tonight that are ready to deal with. That the NFC is finished with, that's PFW and the archives. And we still have one budget that we have yet to send on to the board, which is National Office. It's been promised to come to us for our Tuesday night meeting. So probably after we've been through it before, but there were a few things people wanted to deal with. So it should be, it's not like we have to work on it from the ground up. So we should be finished with it after Tuesday. So if this board could meet again after Tuesday, it might be more efficient to just do all the budgets at that meeting. You know, do them all at once. That would be a thought.
Okay. Is there a suggestion as to when we would like to meet? I'd like to schedule a continuation of this meeting now so that we don't forget to do it.
Oh, I'm sorry, Grace.
Sure.
This is Jamie. One more time.
Yes,
could
go ahead,
make
Jamie.
I'm sorry to keep asking the board to meet, but I think we all agree it's really important to get these budgets in place before the new board is seated. That'll help get them started off on the right foot, and they can get right on to monitoring finances and that sort of thing, and not have this hang over their head. So I'm sorry to ask for another meeting, but there it is.
Okay. Thank
Madam
you, Jamie.
Madam Chair, I would suggest a date.
Go ahead.
Just to get it started here, I'll suggest Friday the 22nd.
Second.
Okay, so that is... That's a week from tonight. Okay. Is there any objection to meeting again at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time next Friday? Hearing none, we will continue this meeting at that time. Okay.
Madam Chair, point of information?
Yes.
Is it necessary to have a continued meeting, or could we just have a regular meeting and put this at the top of the agenda? Because that's my concern. If we go to a continued meeting, it's got to be pushed down into what, you know, wherever it is on the agenda, which is quite low, and I'd like to get this done right away on Friday.
I'll tell you the truth, it really isn't that low if you look. It's there's not much of substance. I would beg the tolerance of this board. I'd rather not have to be pressed for time to notice a special meeting tonight with a whole new agenda. And it
that's
would be
fine as long as we get to the agendas. I agree.
Yeah.
I mean, as long as we get to the budgets, I apologize.
Okay.
Madam Chair, this is Richard.
Chair? Yes, Richard.
Would it be possible for me to bring more minutes?
Certainly. We need to. We absolutely need to.
Okay.
So we'll with the indulgence of the board, we will add make sure that we get to approval of as many sets of minutes as we can get to.
Madam Chair, this is Kathy.
Yes.
Before we adjourn, I just wanted to wish happy birthday to Sean and to Laverne.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, both of you.
Yes.
Is it today?
Well, thank you. I think Laverne is weathering it better than I, but I'll have a double in her honor.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Sean. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Okay, very good. I would, as we need to have an executive session, I would entertain a motion to adjourn until next Friday.
So move.
Second.
Okay. All right. Is there any objection to adjourning this open meeting until next Friday evening? Hearing none, this meeting is adjourned. And we'll meet in a few minutes on the.
Thank you. Oh my God.